Welcome to Modern Leadership, the podcast, where we see things differently. I'm your host, Mark Hildebrand. I'm a husband, father, master life and legacy coach for leaders, co-creator of the Pushco Certification School, and 20-year law enforcement officer from Southern California. Once I realized how leaders looked at things differently, I was able to lead myself to 100-pound weight loss, lead more effectively in my police career, create a successful business, and a better connection with my family that was more aligned with the legacy I wanted to create. Now, this podcast is for ambitious, high-performing leaders who want to create more, but refuse to do so at the cost of the other important areas of their life, including their family and their health. People who are willing to see things through their modern leader lens. If that's you, welcome to Modern Leadership. Let's go. What is going on, my people? And welcome back to another Thursday Microcast episode. And this episode is near and dear to my heart. So you probably saw the title of this. It's watch this or listen to this before you consider hiring a life coach. And here's the thing, like you probably have seen life coaches popping up everywhere. It's one of the fastest growing professions right now, especially for people who like want to work at home. But you may have even been considering hiring one or wondering what the return on investment would be if you did. Maybe you're even thinking about becoming one. Or maybe you're like Mark, which was like, hey, you know what? Like, I don't need somebody to tell me how to live my life. What is this life coach nonsense? Regardless of what direction you go, I really want you to listen to this to the end to make sure you're making the right decision on whether you should or should not hire one, and really be open to the possibility of the idea of life coaching. Now, I'm going to share my personal experiences, but I also want you to be armed with this information so you can decide for yourself, because you know what? In all honesty, some people should not get a life coach. But it starts off by you understanding what a life coach actually does. So let's dive in today. So guys, welcome to Modern Leadership, where we see things differently. We help parents become modern leaders so they can excel in their personal and professional lives without burning themselves out. We do that via quick tip podcasts on Mondays and Thursdays and longer weekly workshops on our Modern Leadership YouTube channel to help personalize these skills for your specific role. If you're new, definitely consider subscribing either to our YouTube channel, our podcast, all those great things. So that way you never miss any information like this in the future. But let's jump right in, okay? Now, before we do this, I do want to say that when I first heard the word life coach, my brain went down the path of I don't need somebody to tell me how to live my life. And of course, I ran the opposite direction. Because whenever we have something that comes into our life that we really don't fully understand, generally our brain will trick us into thinking that it's not something that's important to us, it's not going to be beneficial, and we run the opposite way. But you wouldn't be here still if that was the case. So I want to just acknowledge and appreciate you for making it here to this podcast. And even make it to this point in it, because most people would have run the opposite direction. And that's why most people aren't successful. They're not willing to even understand this, even if they decide later not to do it, which 100% I'm with you, behind you, if this is not the right move for you. But wouldn't it be good to actually know before you actually decide? Now, I do have to say there's a reason why this is one of the fastest growing industries right now in the world. It's valued at $2 billion with a B dollars, and it's growing 19% year after year. The market is not saturated. We need more life coaches now than ever. And you'll hear why in a second, right? But to be honest, just because everyone else is doing it does not mean that you should do it too. Now, let me say that I am a life coach. I've created my own, or co-created my own life coach school called the Pushco Certification School with Josh Coates. But that does not mean that I think it's a great idea for everybody. As a matter of fact, I think it's not a good idea for certain people. And some people might be like, what? Like, are you sure? 100%. And that's the reason why I wanted to make this podcast, because I want you to wait to the end to decide for yourself. Now, I want to dive into what a life coach is in a macro level and then get into some of the micro things that life coaches do so you can make a decision if this is a good move for you, okay? So life coaches basically help you achieve your personal and professional goals. A life coach works with you to identify your areas of opportunity and potential and then helps you to create a plan to achieve your goals. Now, not all life coaches do this next part, which is to provide support and accountability to keep you on track. But the push coaches that I teach, we 100% do. Because once we help you with your goals, reverse engineering it, getting you into taking action, the next time you come, we want to find out what you did, what you didn't do, what worked and what didn't work. Because ultimately, it is so powerful to get that redirection so that you can continue to grow instead of forcing things that aren't working. All right. Now, the how we do that is critical. And I want to get into this micro level right now. All right. So the first thing is we don't tell you what you need to do. As a life coach, I understand how the subconscious mind works. And what I need to do first in every beginning of every session is I want to make sure that I identify what you really want, not what your parents want, not what you saw on social media, not what I want for you. I want to identify what you really want, because if it's something that you really want, I can help you reverse engineer it to actually go out there and create it. And how I do that is I can ask you very specific questions, and I will get you to lean into your strengths instead of your weaknesses. Now, it's crazy how many people don't understand what they don't want in life, because they've never been asked that. They've never slowed down. But really what it is a lot of people, once they've have identified this, it's very easy for them to start sabotaging their results by not taking action. And a life coach can help you with both. Identify what your specific goals are, reverse engineer a plan, and then get you to take consistent action, because we understand how the brain works and how belief drives behavior. It's not the fact that you don't have enough time on your plate that's actually preventing you from taking action. It's the fact that you have a belief in there that is getting you to like really like manifest that you actually don't have time. And I'm living proof for that, because when I first tried to do this on my own, I couldn't do it on my own. And believe it or not, I'm busier now than I was back then, except for I'm 100 pounds lighter. I have my own business. I'm doing all of these things because I understand that it was ultimately my brain that was keeping me, like basically holding me back. And that's why we don't tell, as a life coach, the life coach won't tell you what to do, but they understand how your subconscious mind works, because ultimately getting you into taking action is what you need to do to find which activities are going to work. It's crazy. It's like everybody wants the roadmap to have success, but everybody's roadmap's different. Everybody has different life experiences. Everybody has different strengths. Everybody has different weaknesses. Everybody has different characteristics. Everybody looks different. Everybody acts different. And so thinking that there's a one size fit all is never the case. It's you getting into taking action and us determining what your next actions are going to be. And based off of that, did it work or did it not work? That's the part of the process. When it's a science experiment, that's how you ultimately achieve massive success. Okay. So that's the first thing, is life coaches don't tell you what to do. They pull it out of you. The second thing is we help build in accountability to get you to show up. Now, I don't mean every coach does this, because a lot of life coaches don't. As a matter of fact, when I was taught life coaching, I didn't build in accountability. It was not a performance-based life coaching. Because here's the thing, like when I talk about my Push Coach Certification School with Josh, I talk about life coaching, which is actual true coaching, which is not telling people what to do. And then the performance-based is a different set of skills that you can learn to get people to really show up. And the reason why I found this is so critical is because even if you come up with a plan, if the person doesn't take action, you can't improve in action. Instead, I have to find ways to help people get after it day after day. Once again, it's because we understand how the subconscious mind works. I can ask you questions and I can help you get back into the moment in terms of what it is you're fighting for. All right. So if you're somebody who, let's say we have a plan and your plan is to get into incredible shape. We reverse engineer that plan. You have this great tactical plan. You're like, this is doable. It's not going to take me a lot of time. It's going to be great. And then you wake up the next morning and your snooze button kind of like stares at you and says, hey, you should hit me, right? I can help you in those, when you come to a session, I can help you identify a plan to actually get past hitting the snooze button. Because if I start to ask you like, why are you even wanting to do this? What kind of impact is it going to make when you don't hit the snooze button, you get up and you take action? How is it going to feel as a leader to not only like feel like you don't want to do something, but do it anyway? What kind of impact is that going to make? What kind of like, even like, why is that doing that important to you, to your family, and to the world? When you start asking powerful questions that are based off of purpose and potential, you can get the person to see like, no, I'm getting up because I need to do this. I need to be the leader that I need to be. I need to role model this for my kids. I need to be able to have the energy for work. I need to be able, and instead of like focusing on the problem, you now focus on the solution and you get yourself out of bed. And the next time you come back and you say, guess what? That worked. That is a powerful concept that life coaches know. They can help build in accountability to get you to show up if they are a life coach who has performance-based background. And the third thing is that life coaches can help you feel seen and be heard. Sometimes all we need is another human to listen to us and provide feedback. Now, it's hard to do this with your friends and family because oftentimes they aren't trained in the ability of what's called holding space. And a life coach is very great at holding space. You won't feel judged. You won't feel shamed. You won't feel like, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm telling this person this. No, because the way that a coach holds space gets you to feel like, you know what? They're like, they understand me. They're listening to me. Especially, here's the thing, like, especially when things get emotional. And I can lean in and I can say, hey, this is really important to you. Guess what? It's important to me too. So let's talk about this. And when I'm able to do that, when I'm able to help people by exploring those things, I can't tell you the game changer that is for another human when they have somebody who's just willing to listen to them. Because most of the time we don't. We are like having conversations and the other person is just waiting for us to stop talking so they can respond. But if you find a really great life coach, they're there to listen. And how many times have you had this where you say things out loud and they made total sense in your head, but when you say them out loud, you're like, oh my God, like that doesn't even make sense. And if you didn't have anybody to bounce those things off of, they would be stuck and trapped inside of you forever. Okay. So at this point, you might get to the part where you're like, okay, should I get a life coach? So a life coach doesn't tell me what to do, but they help me reverse engineer my goals and get me out of my own way so I continue taking action. They build up accountability to get us to show up and to reflect, to find out what additional things we can do next time and what direction changes we can take. And number three is you have somebody who will be there to listen to you so you can feel seen and be heard, say things out loud and really get not feel like you're alone. You're going to feel like, you know what, there's somebody else on the planet who is either going through something similar to me or somebody else on the planet who knows what I'm going through. So if you are somebody who is thinking about hiring a life coach, I want to share with you the problems that a life coach can help you solve. Okay. Number one is if you lack any clarity around anything, your brain is going to get you into confusion mode and you're not going to take action. A life coach will help you gain clarity around a plan, around whatever it is. All right. Number two is if you lack intentionality, meaning in the moment, you don't take the actions that you want to take and you're thinking about a million different things. You're getting into procrastination. If you lack intentionality, that is something that a life coach will be able to help you through. Number three is if you lack harmony, where you're putting in too much energy and effort into one area of your life and you're not spending enough in the other, they will help you regain harmony. Number four is if you lack a solid plan, if you have all of the ideas on the planet and you're just throwing stuff to let it stick on the wall and see what's going to stick, and you don't have a solid plan, not only to reverse engineer it to hit your goals, but something to reflect on. Once again, this is another problem that a life coach can help you solve. And then of course, if you keep sabotaging yourself over and over and over again, you tried this thing 47 different ways, 72 different times, you set this goal for 18 years in a row, and you haven't been able to hit it. A lot of that has to do with you sabotaging yourself, and a life coach can help prevent you from sabotaging yourself. So if any of those things or all of those things are something that you can, that you need some help with, definitely, I'd suggest you find a life coach. Now, there's so many of them that are out there. I don't want you to analyze and overanalyze it before you choose. But if you need help choosing, please reach out to me specifically, whether it's via email, via podcast, whatever, so I can connect you with one based on your specific goals. Now, for me personally, I'm a life and performance coach for leaders. Basically, I help leaders create the legacy they truly want so they can live an incredible life personally and professionally without burning themselves out. But there's many other life coaches in multiple different areas and industries. So if you need help finding one, definitely reach out to me and I can help you. Also, if you're somebody who is interested in learning how to become a life coach, I will leave a link in the show notes to learn a little bit more about our Push Coach Certification School. Once again, reach out to me personally if you're interested in that, and I can share how our next or when our next group of coaches is going to be going through the program, which is going to be in February. And if that's the case, I think this is coming out like the last week of January. Definitely reach out to me as soon as possible to see if this is a really great fit for you or not. And there you have it, guys. I appreciate you making it to the end of another episode. Thank you so much for your leadership, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Keep leading from the front. Bye, everybody.